Dreamscape presents Batter Up by Robin Neely. Narrated by Susanna Jones. Chapter 1. The selected bachelor of Buttermilk Falls stood frozen, waiting for Emma Stevens to deliver the life-changing news. She hoped she wouldn't disappoint him.
"Okay, fellas, step back and take a load off. The batter needs some breathing room to do its magic."
Abby Stevens ordered the male patrons who gathered around the Sugar Spoon Bake Shop's shiny pink counter, the typical Monday night crowd. All single guys, each hoping Emma would pick him for the following week.
"Emma will share the news when she's ready."
She spun around and crossed her fingers.
"I just know it's going to be Bridget Dobson. I can feel it."
Emma smiled at her younger cousin. It wasn't the first time she'd seen the budding bakery apprentice and fiery redhead bounce off the walls with excitement. It happened every Monday night. Reaching down, Emma grabbed their grandmother's shimmering pink mixing spoon from underneath the counter. Once her customers left, she'd lock it up in her office safe. In the wrong hands, who knew what could happen? Her cousin's warm breath tickled the back of her neck. She glanced behind her, and Abby quickly stepped back.
"Sorry."
"Shall we do this?" Emma asked, directing her question to Tom Reed, her dear high school friend. Tom was last week's randomly drawn bachelor, eager to change his status on Facebook from single to in a relationship. Tom straightened his well-worn Yankees ball cap, which hid the fact he was balding.
"You know, Emma, I didn't believe you could do this, but Chad said it worked 100% for him. I thought, what the hell?"
Emma laughed. Come to think of it, she'd never seen Tom in her bakery on Monday night until last week. The guys had attributed it to beginner's luck when Emma drew his name. Maybe it was. Or maybe there were some special forces working here. She often thought her dead grandmother's spirit roamed the Sugar Spoon, especially on Monday night, or Batter Up night, as it was known by the town's residents. Emma had a knack for always picking the right bachelor out of the hat who was ready to meet his match, commit to her fully, and head to the altar.
"You thought, what the hell?"
Abby stepped around the counter and swatted Tom.
"That's not romantic. No wonder you need our help."
She slid onto the empty...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?